Yesterday we did the class on the Chazon Ish. And we learned that the Chazon Ish says that when you're careful to do the laws of the Shulchan Aruch in detail, so then that develops your traits. And I gave an example of how I once left my keys in the mailbox in the post office, and the person who found them didn't bother posting it till the next morning, and because of that, I lost 4 hours searching. And then the next morning at 6 o'clock, I was searching until finally the guy posted that he found it, and he did not leave a note by the post office box. I came back to that box. I said, I thought I left it here, and he did not leave a note there, and because of that, I lost a lot of time and anguish. Well, I ended class, and what I did not tell you guys is that as I was saying that, I was thinking, 4 hours ago, I found someone's talis and tefillin. And I found it in the old city on a motorcycle. So I was convinced it was the motorcycle owner who forgot it there on his motorcycle. So I left him a note and I said, I found your talis and tefillin on your motorcycle. And there are so many people who walk by here. I'm next door. Here's my telephone number. Call me. But by 10 o'clock at night, the guy hadn't called. And I wrote on the note, I said, you know, if these aren't yours, please call me and tell me, because then they belong to someone else's, and I'll know I have to deal with it. No phone call by 10 o'clock at night. So we ended class, and I said to myself, okay, now don't be a hypocrite. You just said that you have to put up a note not to cause someone anguish. You found it. I thought I put a note, but turns out if the motorcycle driver, you know, I glued the note onto his motorcycle, the dashboard. He couldn't start the motorcycle without seeing it. If he didn't call me, so it must be someone else who put that talis and tefillin on his motorcycle. I have to go back and put up a sign. So when we ended class, I boarded my bike and rode back to the old city, to the Kotel, to put up a sign that says, I found talis and tefillin. Call me. And as I'm going, I keep asking myself, am I being a fanatic or does this make sense? And I said, logic dictates someone lost this talis and tefillin. And it wasn't the motorcycle driver because he didn't bother calling. So I forced myself to go back and put up the signs. And after I put up the signs, I started going back home. I'm at Jaffa Gate and the phone rings. And the guy, it's the guy who lost his talis and tefillin. And what didn't make sense to me about talis and tefillin was that the talis bag was new and the tefillin were used. So the guy tells me he's a young chassan. He just finished Sheva Brochos yesterday in the morning. So he had a new talis and talis bag. And he rides a motorcycle. As he was loading his motorcycle, he put it down on the motorcycle next to his talis and tefillin. And that's where I found it. He only realized at night that he doesn't have his talis and tefillin until the next morning, came back to the old city, went to the police station, went searching, looked for the motorcycle, went to the security to look at the video cameras to see who walked off with his talis and tefillin, and then went to Davin Meiriv and said, Rabbonu Shalom, I want to put on the talis and tefillin tomorrow morning for you. And he said, okay, I got nothing else to do. I did what I could. Went back to his motorcycle, and suddenly he sees signs around his motorcycle. Talis and tefillin found. He says, 2 hours ago, those signs weren't here. He just spent the 2 hours looking around the old city, and when he came back to his motorcycle, there were the signs around his motorcycle. I had just, you know, I ended class. I went to the old city. He said to me, I said, you know, if I wouldn't have said that example in class tonight, I wouldn't have thought to come back and put up a sign. I would have waited till Sunday. I would have gone to the police station Sunday and everything. As I'm saying it in class, I'm saying to myself, hey, I have someone's lost object here, and the sign I put up just isn't enough. So he said to me, he said a beautiful line. He said, we often do things in life because we say the system of the Torah says it's the right thing to do, and we do it. And we don't see the product. And here, you schlepped all the way back to the old city, and you got to see the product. I went to Davin Meiriv after I couldn't do anything, and I said, Rabbon Shalom, help me. I want to put on, tomorrow morning, I want to put on my talis and tefillin. So he said, when you one time see the products of doing what's right in halacha, It has to give you koach for the next 20 times that you don't see the product. He says, you could have come here and put up the sign and months, and that's what I anticipated would happen. I said to myself, I'm going to put up those signs, but I might end up with this 1,000 film for life. Who knows if anyone will ever call me, you know, in the kotel. I'll go to the police, I'll put in a report, but who knows? Maybe it's someone from France. Maybe I went online, I went to the lost and found. There's a public lost and found online. I went to post there, I went looking there, but what else can I do? He said, right, but it's got to give you koach for the next 20 times that you do what's right and you don't know if you see the product. Wow. So that's the end of the story.